إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his noble book, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truth has arrived and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. The scholars of Islam, they explain this verse. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. Say, O Muhammad, the truth has arrived. الحق ما أوحاه الله تبارك وتعالى إلى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأمره الله أن يقول ويعلن. The truth is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak and to publicize and to announce. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقْ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he describes falsehood as vanishing. Na'am. Falsehood will vanish in the face of the truth. However, at some times, if falsehood is not counted with the book of Allah and the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, سَيَكُونَ لَهُ سَوْلًا وَرَوْجَانٍ, then it will arise and it will spread. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he mentions an important benefit with regards to this verse. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, O Muhammad, the truth has arrived and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. He said, وَلِهَذَا لَا يَرُوجَ الْبَاطِلُ إِلَّا فِي الْأَزْمَانِ وَالْأَمْكِنَةِ الْخَالِيَ مِنَ الْعِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَبَيِّنَاتِهِ. For this reason, falsehood will never prevail except at times and places which are void, which lack knowledge of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their explanation. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the next verse, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we reveal and send down the Qur'an, which is a cure and a mercy to the believers. وَلَا يَزِيدَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And it only increases the oppressors in loss. Brothers and sisters, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, O Muhammad, the truth has arrived and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. Meaning in what? In presence of the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the companions. We are going to talk briefly about what? Asalibu ahli al-batil fi harbi al-haq wa ahlihi. The methods of the people of falsehood in fighting against the truth and its people. And there is no better way to discuss this topic other than looking at the seerah of the best of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet and messenger. For verily when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He commanded the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرُ, openly proclaim and announce what you have been commanded, وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and turn away from the polytheists. That comes in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathered the tribes of Quraysh, Butun al-Quraysh, their various clans. وَجَاءَ أَبُو لَهَبْ وَقُرَيْشِ, Abu Lahab and Quraysh, they came. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَرَأَيْتُكُمْ لَوْ أَخْبَرْتُكُمْ أَنَّ خَيْلًا بِالْوَادِي تُرِيدُ أَن تُغِيرَ عَلَيْكُمْ. If I told you that there was cavalry, an army, ready to attack you in the valley, would you believe me? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَكُنْتُمْ مُصَدِّقِي, would you believe me if I told you that in the valley there's an army coming to attack you, cavalry? قَالُوا نَعَمْ, they responded, yes. مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا صِدْقًا, we only know you to tell the truth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, فَإِنِّي نَظِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ, then verily I am warning you of a severe torment. Calling them to what? Calling them to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And warning them against shirk. Look what happened that very moment. Imagine, in a short period of time, he asked them, if I told you that in the valley there was an army ready to attack you, would you believe me? They said, نعم ما جربنا عليك إلا صدقا, we only know you to tell the truth. When he called them to tawheed, when he warned them against shirk, when he spoke the truth, Abu Lahab, he said, تبا لك سائر اليوم ألي هذا جمعتنا, may you perish for the rest of the day, did you gather us for that? He changed in their eyes, the eyes of the people of falsehood. Why? Because قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا, say the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Verily falsehood will ever vanish. It cannot stand in the face of the truth. And the verse was revealed, تَبَّتْ يَدَى أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ, may the two hands of Abu Lahab perish. And in that surah we know Abu Lahab was censored and criticized, but also his wife. Now you stand in the way of this haqq, male or female, you stand in the way of tawheed and the da'wah to tawheed and warning against shirk, you stand in the da'wah of sunnah and warning against bid'ah. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقْ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا, say to them, the truth has arrived and falsehood will vanish. Verily falsehood will ever vanish. It can't stand in its way. Brothers and sisters, the people of falsehood, أهل الباطل, يستخدمون أساليب, they utilize devious methods to counter the truth. Why? Because they cannot counter the truth بالحجج والبراهين. It's impossible for them to counter the truth with proofs and evidences. From their asalib, from their devious methods, is that they try to utilize others to influence them to stop the da'wah. Listen, اسمعوا. عن عقيل ابن أبي طالب قال جاءت قريش, and this hadith is authenticated by Sheikh al-Albani in al-Sahiha. عقيل ابن أبي طالب, he said, Quraysh, they came to Abu Talib, to Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was not a Muslim, but defended the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of lineage and their relationship. فَقَالُوا أَرَأَيْتَ أَحْمَدَ يُؤْذِينَ فِي نَادِينَا وَفِي مَسْجِدِنَا, do you not see Ahmad, Quraysh complaining, do you not see Ahmad, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah who was sent as a mercy to the whole of mankind. They said,
Do you not see Ahmed? He's harming us in our gathering places and in our masjid. Stop him from this. Brothers and sisters, how was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam harming them? Because at the time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers in Mecca, they were being persecuted. They were the minority. The believers were being tortured in Mecca at that time. They were referring to what? The truth, al-hujjah wal-bayan. He's harming us because he's speaking the truth. He's calling to tawheed. He's warning against shirk. He's calling to the sunnah. He's warning against innovations. And falsehood cannot stand in its path. To them, that was the harm that they were referring to. So they said, stop him. Abu Talib said, Ya Aqil, i'tini bi Muhammad, fadhahabtu fa'ataytuhu bihi faqal. So Aqil said, I went and I brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Talib. Abu Talib said to him, Ibn Akhi, inna bani ammika za'amu annaka tu'dhihim fi nadihim wa fi masjidihim. He said, oh my nephew, the clan of your uncle, they are claiming that you are harming them in their gathering places and in their masjid. Fantahi, stop this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he respond? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now recognize, this is not al-amr laysa ilayk wa laysa ilayya. This does not return to you, it does not return to me. This is the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما أنا بأقدر على أن أدع لكم ذلك على أن تشعلوا لي منها شعلة يعني الشمس. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he responded, he said, I'm not able to abandon this for you, meaning calling to tawheed, warning against shirk. I can't abandon this for you. Like you unable to create a fire for me from the sun. I can't leave it. Why? Because this is the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abu Talib, listening to this, what did he say? He said, "Ma kadhaba ibn akhi, irji'u." He said, "My nephew is not lying. Go back." That was a non-Muslim aiding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to convey the truth, to call to tawheed, and warn against shirk. What about us, ya ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers? What about us when we claim to be people upon the truth? When we claim to be people upon kitab and sunnah, are we not more deserving to aid the haq? Likewise, brothers and sisters, if they're not successful with that, what do they utilize? Al-ta'an wa shatam, defamation and slander. Naam, they accused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittahamuhu bil junoon. They accused him of being insane. Why? Because, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. In al-batil kana zahuqa, because truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. It can't stand in the arena with the truth. It can't. It's impossible. The truth annihilates it. So what did they utilize? Lies. They accused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of being a madman. وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. They said, oh you who the Quran has been revealed to, verily you are insane, wal-iyadu billah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most wise of the people. Why was he insane? Because he spoke the truth. In our time, anyone who calls to tawheed or warns against shirk is a Wahhabi. In our time, anyone who calls to sunnah or warns against bid'ah is a madkhali or a jami. In our time, they even open up slander sites on the internet through internet bullying. But it doesn't work. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. The truth has arrived and falsehood will vanish. Verily, falsehood, it is ever vanishing. It cannot stay in the arena with the truth. Likewise, they accused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam بِالسِّحْرِ. اِتَّهَمُوهُ بِالسِّحْرِ. Of being a magician. وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. The oppressors, they said, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ. You only follow a man رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. A man who is bewitched. A man who is bewitched. Why? Because they had no truth with them. No truth, no hujjah. Likewise, اتهموه بالكذب. They accused the believers of being astray, as Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us. وَإِذَا رَأُوهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. When they see the believers, they say, verily, these people are astray. Brothers and sisters, does it stop there? If they cannot influence anyone to stop the haqq, if they cannot defame and slander those who are trying to propagate the haqq, does it stop there? لا أساليب أهل الباطل لا تتوقف عند هذا الحد. Doesn't stop there. Then it moves on to the next level, which is what? التهديدات الباردة. Threats. Intimidation. نعم هذا من أساليب أهل الباطل. اسمعوا. And again, all of this from the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of this from the biography of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل. إن الباطل كان زهوقا. The truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. That comes in Sahih Muslim. Abu Jahl, he said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith. Abu Jahl, he said, هل يعفر محمد وجهه بين أظهركم? Does Muhammad put his face in the earth and he's among you? فقالوا, they responded, نعم, meaning in sujood. Does Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم يعفر وجهه بالتراب بين أظهركم? Does he prostrate and put his face in the mud and he's among you? They said, yes. فقال, listen. They tried to, ماذا, slander him. Didn't work. Defamation, didn't work. Influence others to stop him talking the truth. Didn't work. They tried to buy his silence. Didn't work. Now what? Abu Jahl, he said, وَاللَّاتِ وَالْعُزَّةِ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. I swear by Allah and Al-Uzza. He said, if I see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ لَأَطَأَنَّ. Verily, I will step and stamp على رَقَبَتِي, upon his neck when he's prostrating. SubhanAllah, look at that. Threats. Why? Because قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. I will stamp on his neck when he's in sujood. أو لو عفرن وجهه في التراب. Or I will rub his face in the earth. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was calling to tawheed and warning against shirk. فأتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا المسكين, he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He thought it was that easy. He came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهو يصلي. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying. زعم ليطع على رقبته, claiming that he's going to stomp on his neck. فما فجأهم منه إلا وهو ينكس على عقبيه. And all of a sudden, he started to run away and he started to defend himself using his two hands. So the people, they said, Malak, what's wrong with you? You said you were going to stamp on his neck and you're running away. Abu Jahl, he said, إِنَّ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ لَخَنْدَقًا مِنْ نَارٍ. Between me and him, I saw a pit of fire. وَهَوْلًا وَأَجْنِحًا. And terror and wings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ دَنَا مِنِّي لَاخْتَطَفَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عُدْوًا عُدْوًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he came any closer to me, the angels would have torn him apart limb by limb. نعم إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. Verily Allah will defend those who believe. Brothers and sisters, somebody may ask again, تهديدات, trying to influence others to stop the da'wah, doesn't work. Defamation, slander, doesn't work. من أساليب أهل الباطل هل يتوقفون? Do they stop there? لا. After تهديدات, threats, let's look at the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The next step, even with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, violence. Why? قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقْ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say the truth has arrived and falsehood has disappeared and vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing. Sahib al-Haq, the person of the truth with Quran and Sunnah, with understanding of the Salaf, he doesn't have to threaten anyone. هَذَا مَلْجَأَ الضُعَفَ. That comes in the hadith. سألت ابن عمر ابن العاص أخبرني بأشد شيء صنعه المشركون بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was asked, what was the worst thing that the polytheists they've done to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قال, he responded, بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي في حجر الكعبة. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying at the Kaaba, أقبل عقبة ابن أبي معيط. An individual known as عقبة ابن أبي معيط, he came, فوضع ثوبه في عنقه. And he placed his garment around the neck of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فخنقه خنقا شديدا. And he strangled the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم severely. Strangling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لماذا? Why? Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was calling to tawheed and warning against shirk. This individual strangled the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And again, فأقبل أبو بكر. نعم, the believers, ما يتركون أهل الباطل. They don't leave the people of falsehood. هكذا. Abu Bakr, he took him by the shoulder and he pushed him away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلَ أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّي اللَّهِ. Are you going to kill a man because he says my Lord is Allah? Because he's calling to tawheed and warning and shirk? مَا عِنْدَكُمْ حُجَّةٌ. You don't have any proof and they don't have any proof. وَمَا عِنْدَهُمْ حُجَّةٌ أَبَدًا. May Allah bless us to be upon the truth. وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. Say, O Muhammad, the truth has come. It has arrived. The truth is قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The revelation that Allah revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And as a result of that, falsehood has vanished. Verily, falsehood is ever vanishing in the face of the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Sunnah. Brothers and sisters, Abu Qilaba, he said, مَبْتَدَعَ قَوْمٌ بِدْعَةً إِلَى اسْتَحَلُّ السَّيْفِ. You will never find a people innovating innovation except that they deem lawful the sword. Meaning what? You will never find a people of bid'ah. Anyone who innovates into the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla bid'ah except that they make lawful the sword against the Muslims. Meaning what? Violence. Threats. لماذا؟ لأنهم أفلسوا من الحجة. Because they're مفلسون, they're bankrupt. They don't have any proofs and evidences. ما عندهم حجج. They don't have proofs and evidences. So what do they have to resort to? The sword. هذا الذي عندهم. And all we have to do is look in this time. Sheikh Jamil al-Rahman in Afghanistan. Sunni. Call it a tawheed. They murdered him. رحمه الله تعالى. Likewise in Aden. Sheikh Abd al-Rahman al-Adani recently. ISIS, the Khawarij, coming out of his house to go to the masjid, they murdered him. Rahimahullah. And I knew Sheikh Abdul Rahman. If you met him, subhanallah al-azim. May Allah Azza wa Jal pardon him and have mercy upon him. Going to the masjid, they killed him, murdered him. Likewise, many other examples, Sheikh and Sheikh Muqbil, various tawa'if, they tried to assassinate the Sheikh, rahimahullah. Ikhwan, the most amazing thing, people who ascribe and claim to be on the Sunnah, all of a sudden they're lecturing on programs of the Nation of Islam, and the Nation of Islam, ماذا, when Malcolm X exposed them, غفر الله له, he was murdered. But the same people who are claiming to be upon the Sunnah, they're working on platforms that promote the Nation of Islam, a doctrine of kufr and ilhad. So do you think that these individuals, after Malcolm X exposed them from the little knowledge that he had, غفر الله له ورحمه الله, if you go to them and clarify their disbelief and their errors, that they're going to pat you on the back? If they do that, they know that you sold out. لا محالة. And I don't care what Sheikh says anything. رضي من رضي وسخط من سخط. That's not da'wah. You can go in a kanisa with that uslub and just talk about the virtues of Jesus. Who would have a problem with that? Wal'iyadu billah. You can go to the Rafi, the Shia, talk about the virtues of Ahlul Bayt. Who would have a problem with that? Wal'iyadu billah. But when you speak the haqq, and when you clarify the falsehood, that's when Satakum ad-dunya wa lam taq'ud. That's when you'll see the ma'raka, the true battle. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, say, O Muhammad, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. Evil is not equal to good. Even if you are amazed by much evil, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Fear Allah, O men of understanding, so that you may be successful. What does this mean, Ikhwan? Some of the scholars of Islam, they say from this verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. Evil is never equal to good. That which is wrong is never equal to that which is correct. Iman, faith is not equal to disbelief. Sunnah is not equal to innovation. Obedience is not equal to disobedience. The people of paradise are not equal to the people of the hellfire. The people of knowledge are not equal to the ignorant. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. Even if you are amazed by the vast amount of wickedness and evil. Meaning what, brothers and sisters? Let none of us be a what? An ima'a. A person with no personality. Who says, if the people are guided, I'm guided. And if the people are astray, I'm with them, I'm astray. Brothers and sisters, stand for the truth. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless each and every one of us to stand for it. Because if we don't, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not need me, He doesn't need you. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not need any one of us. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, man yartadda minkum an deenihi, fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawmin yuhibbun wa yuhibbuna. Adillatin ala al-mu'minin, a'izzatin ala al-kafirin. Oh, you who believe, if you turn your back on your religion, Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring a people, He loves them and they love Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah doesn't need us. When we start to compromise about the haqq, because of our own motives, because of our own whims and desires, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not need us. He can come with the people. How many times does Allah Azza wa Jalla bring a people better than those who are present? Allah will bring a people, they strive in the path of Allah, as Sa'di said, with their own selves, with their money. They strive in every sense of the word. And no doubt this is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. And they do not fear the blame of the blamers. And As-Sa'di, he says, because if you fear the blame of the blamers, then you're going to worry about what the people are saying and not implementing the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla and staying away from His prohibitions. So let the sufaha talk, let the fools talk. Social media is an avenue for the sufaha. You can't stop that. مَا عِنْدَنَا وَقْ لِهَذَا. Let's busy ourselves, brothers and sisters, learning the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, learning the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. Let us busy ourselves with that. And Alhamdulillah, we will see it's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. A promise. And even in all of this mass confusion that exists in this time, 2017, look how Allah Azza wa Jal blesses the da'wah of the people of the Sunnah fi kulli makan. وَدَعْوَتُهُمْ تُحْسَدْ عَلَيْهَا. And the people are envious of their da'wah. Why? Because if you busy yourself with the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the understanding of the Sahaba, nothing can stand in that way. Brothers and sisters, لا نستغرب من أهل الباطل من أهل البدعة وأهل الشرك والكفر. We're not surprised by the people of falsehood, from the people of disbelief, the people of shirk and the people of innovation. When they employ some of these methods, Al-ajib, kullu al-ajib, that which is amazing, that some of those who ascribe to the sunnah employ some of these very same methods. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى مَاذَا بُطْلَانِ مَسِيرِهِمْ. The error of their ways and the path that they proceed upon. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He grants me and all of you success in this life and the hereafter. Amen. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He makes us firm upon the truth and accept the truth from wherever it comes. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ.